marker. He hasn't come on yet.
Oh, thanks.
But I think I was a minute early.
Okay.
Brandela hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We are starting the Zulam commentary from the Zohar from Parasha Lech Lecha, section 28, Pasuk 307, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Baruchu Ishkinte Bitzilur Kibud Kibud Kilur Kibu Le'ata L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konenehu Ahadar Rabbi Chiyayo Reshaya Segabe Rabbi Chagai Hui Amar Leya Shamat Behai Midei Amar Shemana Behai Kira Yiktiv b'nei imi nacharu v'ishtamuni v'gomer. Bechai tira shilomo malka amaro v'al David malka itmar. Tadachu leya achut hi minehu. The translation. Rabbi Chia turned to Rabbi Haggai and said, "Have you heard anything about this?" And he said, "I have heard about the verse that reads, 'My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards,' which King Solomon used to say. It speaks of King David when he was rejected by his brothers." My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. Does it answer the question that we asked previously, or is it one of many explanations? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I just had a weird thought.
Okay.
I wonder if fairy tale of Cinderella wasn't based on as a feminine form of his story. I never thought of that before.
I understand. But the answer to that question, according to the historical records as researched by many people, the answer is every society has a similar story to Cinderella. It's only in the children of Israel do you get it where it's actually the king.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the same idea with the flood. Every society in the ancient world had a tradition of a great flood. And the ark that survived
it. So I guess instead of Cinderella, it would be Cinderfella.
Always. But you notice that the brothers are not called the wicked witches or the wicked stepsisters. They don't attack the other people. Should I go on?
Go on.
Verse 308. Wutu shemana mai hama kudsha barishu lemei hav malkuta li Yehuda. Mikol ahuhi ela atuan dishmeyav chakiyakhan beyo bekud shabarichu yahav yikara lishmeyah ugin kach achsin malkuta vatu shemana. Yehuda ha'atwan nishmeya vadai galed leteya amai elada David malka de'it gashar nishmeya mikom b'nei alma diktihu vikshu et Hashem Elokeinichem. Et David Malcham Vigomer ha-David kashir bishmeya u-deihu. Kesher shel tufilin v'dai dalet David malka. Ugin kach David itkashar bishmeya. The translation. And furthermore, we have heard, what was the reason that the Holy One, blessed be He, gave the kingdom to Judah and not to any of the other brothers? And he replies, because the letters of His holy name are engraved in him. Because Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh appears in the name of Yehudah. So the Holy One, blessed be He, glorified His name. And this is why He inherited the kingdom. And I have also heard that the name Yehudah definitely contains the letters of His holy name, but there is no letter Dalet in Hashem's name. And he asks, why? And he replies, this letter Dalet of Yehudah represents King David, who was attached to his name more than all other people of the world. As it is written, and seek Hashem their Elohim, and David their king. So King David is actually attached to his holy name. Furthermore, he is the knot of the Tefillin. As King David is the secret of the knot of the Tefillin of the Holy One, blessed be He. And this is the secret of the Nukva of Zerunpin. So certainly the letter Dalet in Yehuda is King David. And because of this, David is attached to his holy name, because the name Yehuda includes Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which alludes to Zerunpin, and the letter Dalet, which alludes to King David, who is the secret of the Nukva of Yehuda, of the Nukva of Zerunpin. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Remember, in addition to the multiple explanations we recently discussed, that the letter He can be written with a dalet, you take the thought process from here. Questions, comments, thoughts.
It wants we say that the Tetragrammaton was going to be Yad Dalet, Hey Dalet in the future? Or did I dream that?
We said that the Tetragrammaton was going to become Yud-Heh-Yud-Heh.
Okay.
Currently, Yehuda represents the Dalet represents the doorway between the physical world and Hashem and heaven, the Vav. Quite a long verse. Seems to repeat itself, doesn't it?
Yes, but I think David was rewarded from his consciousness of praise to Hashem. You know, the songs and the psalms that he composed. And I don't know, I picture him out on the fields with them. I think one commentary said they sent him out to a field that had lions and bears, which meant his life was in danger, and just always having to trust in Hashem, but always seemingly doing it through praise. And I mean, look what the Psalms do for us today. And I kind of think that was why he was, even though he had some faults and was a man of war, so to speak, he was beloved by Hashem, and that's what his name means. One even called him God's little darling. That was the way they translated it. And so it kind of gives us hope, you know, when you see these, what we consider giants in Torah, and the mistakes that they made and the sins that they were involved in. But Hashem loved them through it all.
As he loves us.
Right.
What do you think about the metaphor of King David and the Dalet of his name representing the tefillin, the knot of the tefillin?
Well, I think it's a neat thing. It's just the idea that the Dalet is in Judah, and it represents, I don't think I'd ever thought of that before, but I mean, I think it's wonderful. But there's so many symbols within the tefillin, you know, with the shin and the way it's wrapped and where it's placed. I don't know that much about it, other than what I've read.
The interesting part is the knot is placed where the skull and the neck join together. So it's really the...
where the lows line would be?
Say again?
If it's in the neck, would it be where the love's bone is?
No, it's
located.
It's placed at the bottom of the head, at the top of the spine, where the neck joins the head. That's where the knot is placed.
Okay.
And then you have the two straps that run down on either side of the neck. But the knot itself
I never go in the room when Tony's saying his prayer, so I've never looked.
I understand. I'm just giving you, information.
Mm-hmm. I think he's connected to the Mashiach, which is the dew that will resurrect the dead, and make life connected to the tefillin, because it has to do with the Mashiach and I think he's spiritual. Sorry. I think he's tied to the Mashiach. The dew that will resurrect the dead. So maybe that's why he's not associated with tefillin.
Well, first off, you have two people. It's Yehuda and David. So which one are you referring to as being connected to that?
David.
Okay.
That's just my thought pattern.
And that's correct. It's fine. I'm just giving additional information as we go through, just as you both are. The Dalet also relates to the four redeemers.
Right.
Or the four others.
Or the four what?
Mothers.
Yes, hey, Vase.
No one seems to recognize the other two.
Well, the other two is one is Mashiach ben Aaron or Mashiach ben Kohen.
Well,
the high priest.
And Zilpah, you know, the women, the mothers. This was brought out in one of my Hebrew books, Wisdom of the Hebrew Alphabet, I believe.
Right.
And that was one of the associations of the four strokes of the, what we call the four-stroke shin that's on the,
on the tefillin butt.
What's the little, the little box? Is it called a team? I've forgotten. At one time I studied it, and that's been a long time, so.
It's referred to in English as the phylactery.
Yes, okay. Well, I think that's the Greek form, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Should I read 309? Do you still want to stay with 308?
No, it's okay with me. It's up to the others.
I'm fine. We'll probably find some answers.
You're fine. You're complete with the answers at this point?
Never complete. Always want more.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to clarify. Do you want me to go on, or do you want me to stay with 308?
You can go on.
Well, if we can't think of another question, it's almost, I guess, go on. Unless you want to bring something out that pulls more out of us. I just have never had the desire of the tefillin, and so I guess I just know the basics of what I've read. And on our 50th anniversary, I gave Tony a new set. And at that time, I did some studying and, you know, to make sure what I found was kosher. And but it's not something that I've stayed with other than the idea of that forced ruction. And I always try to introduce that in the classes.
Is this verse more pertaining to the tefillin or to the name of or to Yehuda?
Say your question again, Malka. I'm not clear on it.
Was this portion more about the tefillin or about Yehuda's name that includes Savi?
The answer is yes, but I'm not going to leave you there.
Okay.
The answer is that it's all inclusive. I do want to say one thing to Hannah, or ask her. Hannah, have you ever actually put tefillin on, or? You just had no desire to, so you didn't.
No, I've never.
I would suggest that you borrow Tony's tefillin and put it on one time and say the Shema, the first paragraph, the V'ahavta paragraph. Because I know your energy sensitive. I know your energy sensitive.
I've gotten under his talit when I was sick before, but with him, you know. But you once told me that if you didn't have the desire, that was, I hope I'm wording it correctly, that
yes.
You had reached the level of Bina. And I connect so much with Bina, with Hana being the Gematria of 63 and just a lot of other things that, you know, being a Malkut, I don't, you know.
Sana, I'm making a suggestion. I'm not telling you to do it. What I'm saying is, knowing that you are an energy sensitive, there's an experience there. It may not be that you're there. The other aspect of your saying that you're, as I've said, the connection to Bina, but you have to remember Hashem wears the tefillin. And that's the many levels of Hashem. So it's just a suggestion. I'm not going to push the issue. The the thing that I want to say about this overall pasuk is it's unifying Malchut, two levels of Malchut. It's unifying Yehuda with Malchut and with Zeranpin, and it's unifying King David with Yehuda and Zeranpin. And so there is a lot of information that is available if you contemplate the material in this pasuk. But we are out of time, and I really wouldn't have gone much further with what I just said anyway. I might have mentioned that it's really the Dalet of King David and the Malchut represents the four wives, not just the additional two. And the four Mashiachs that I mentioned are Moses was the first Redeemer, and then there are three Mashiachs representing Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, or Ephraim, and Mashiach ben Kohen Gadol, the high priest. But as I said, we're out of time, so if you want to ask questions, we can do it another time. You have a good evening. I remind you that Rosh Chodesh starts today, and it's good to utilize the permutation, which is the reverse permutation of the Tetragrammaton. It's Hey Vav Hey Yud. It's exactly the opposite of the normal pattern. So you all have a good evening. Our class tonight at 7, the West Coast Time class at 7 is going to be at Tikkuni Zohar. Shalom to all.
Okay, shalom. Thank you.